Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and we have Melanie Cutting with us today. So it's time again for another episode or segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie.
Oh, thank you. I like the idea of an episode.
It is an episode.
An episode of.
So did you get a chance to go to the movies this
week, Melanie? I certainly did. I went on that Saturday night when we suddenly got a whole bunch of snow.
But okay.
That was okay. So the movie that I saw last week and I'm still busy recommending is 1917, which has been nominated for many awards. This is what they call award season, as you know. The one that everybody seems to know about is the Academy Awards coming up on February 7th, I think. But prior to that, there's the Golden Globes, the Critics Circle, the Directors Guild. I mean, there's many award things. This is for whatever reason, this is when they all happen. And 1917 has just been kind of just raking them in for good reason. It is a fine movie. However, having said that, what I went to see this week, because there just wasn't very much else going on, and I shouldn't make an excuse. I had wanted to see this movie, and I did. It's called Doolittle, and I talked about it last week. I said this is a movie that's been getting absolutely terrible reviews, but I like Robert Downey Jr., who plays Doolittle. I quite enjoy, you know, the talking animals and so on. So we went, and it is reasonably entertaining. It's not a movie that I would give the big thumbs down to the way so many critics did. I think in terms of audience response, the audience is not unhappy with this movie. And I can see why. And especially if you have kids. This is one of those movies that you should take a kid to.
Okay.
Because it's just, they will love this movie. Because of the talking animals, and because Doolittle himself is kind of an interesting character, and he kind of wears interesting clothing, and the situations are so. Oh, there's a dragon in it towards the latter part, and it's good fun. It is good fun, but for an adult, it doesn't hold your attention quite so much as I think it would for a little kid. Mm-hmm. You know, like a seven. And up, or maybe even seven and below, would be fine with this movie. I think they would totally enjoy it. We enjoyed it. We didn't totally enjoy it. And certainly there are better movies out there, but I don't think it was as bad as the critics made it out to be. Another movie which I had hoped to see while it was still around and playing in English is no longer playing in English. And that's a movie called Just Mercy. And unfortunately, it's now playing exclusively in French. So you snooze, you lose, which is what happened to me. I went to see Doolittle instead. So I didn't get to see this movie, which again has been doing really well critically. And I think that it's an important movie in terms of justice for people who many in North American society feel don't really deserve justice.
Okay.
Other movies that are currently playing in English. One is Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and it's called Bad Boys for Life. And it's a kind of an action comedy. This duo, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, have done several other movies together, and I think they've resurrected the same characters they had in at least one of the other movies. And I guess it's okay. It's doing well, I should say. It's doing well both critically and with audiences. It's sort of up there in the 70% range. The other film, which is again still in English, which I find a little surprising that it's still there in English, is the Star Wars film.
Okay.
Yeah, so who knew? He just kind of, it is a bit of a crapshoot as to what's going to stay on in English and what's going to disappear and what's going to disappear almost and only be in French. Anyway, this is Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And I saw it, I think, 2 weeks ago and found it was, again, entertaining. Mm-hmm. It helps if you're probably not super duper into the whole Star Wars saga, because there's a lot of aspects of the movie which bother people who say, oh, that would never have happened, or that shouldn't have happened, or this was a mistake, or look at this was... this was just wrong. Okay. And I don't know enough about the series to be able to look at it and say, oh, look at all the mistakes they've made with this movie. So I just enjoyed it for what it was.
That sounds
fun.
Good.
Fun things in terms of the special effects. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is Skywalker Studios. They know how to do special effects. So they did. Anyway, that's what's in English. And what is no longer in English. And I think that I can talk about the next movie coming up. Oh, yeah, here we are. Bad Boys for Life, by the way. It's like 76% that are, you know, and that's pretty good.
That is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just kind of... and I don't know. And I'm frankly not likely to get to see that one, but that's okay. However, what I am looking forward to, and in fact I've already made arrangements to go and see, is a movie called The Gentle... It's coming soon. Coming Friday, actually. And it's called... it's either The Gentleman or Gentlemen, plural. Here we are. Yeah, it's called The Gentleman. Mm-hmm. And it has really an all-star cast. And this movie, strangely, is only in English. I thought that wasn't allowed, but anyway, okay. It's only in English. And it will be at our local Maison de Cinema on Friday. And I can tell you a little bit about the movie. It's just in English. Okay, the folks who are... stars, The Gentleman, is directed by a director named Guy Ritchie, who's been around for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And he is British. He does wonderful movies. His movies are totally entertaining. It's a very kind of wild and crazy directorial style, and things, they're typically about... gangsters, and he just makes them so totally entertaining. Even the bad guys, you know, you're happy to root for them. I'll just say a little bit more about this one. There's no audience score yet on Rotten Tomatoes, simply because the movie hasn't opened yet. But the critics quite like it, and it's got a 77% approval rating, which is really good. Compared to, for example, Doolittle, with its 18%. Just in a nutshell, it says, it may not win writer-director Guy Ritchie many new converts, but for those already attuned to the filmmaker's brash wavelength, The Gentleman stands tall. It's just a... tremendous amount of action on the scene, on the screen, but it's funny action often and clever. It's not just action for action's sake. The story is basically it follows American expat Mickey Pearson, played by the incomparable Matthew McConaughey. And this fellow built a highly profitable marijuana empire in London. But when word gets out that he's looking to cash out of the business forever, it triggers plots, schemes, bribery, and blackmail in an attempt to steal his domain out from under him. Mm-hmm. So that gives you a sense, mm-hmm. okay, of what's going on. And it's classified as basically action and adventure and comedy.
Oh, all three.
All of those things. It's under 2 hours, but not much. It's 103 minutes. And Well, I said it's a very good cast. Matthew McConaughey, of course. Henry Golding, who's a very popular Asian actor these days. Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey, who has been moving away from Downton Abbey and doing really quite interesting roles recently. And the critics are a bit torn. It just says it's possible to improve with age, but Ritchie, in other words, Guy Ritchie, hasn't. Via this movie, he creates a club for old boys that's horribly exclusive. He's talented cast, find ways to dazzle, but deserve so much better. So I think that when Guy Ritchie first hit the scene as a director a few years ago, he was so unique and so unusual and so highly entertaining that people thought, "Woo, this guy is great." Now that he's been around for a while, I think they're expecting that he can keep improving, and he maybe isn't. He's kind of doing the same thing over again. However, that same thing over again is still pretty entertaining. But I will see the movie and give you a more personal view of whether I think it's worth seeing or not. Here's a totally different take. The film is a triumphant return to home base for Ritchie. It's his wit which energizes the film and shapes the characters with a lot of help from his actors. So obviously not all the critics are on the same page as far as the movie is concerned. But I've seen Guy Ritchie movies. I quite like the people who are in the cast by and large. So I think that I will not only go to see it, but I think I will enjoy it. And I will report back.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that's the name of the game in terms of, unless someone out there in the listening audience says, oh, there's movies playing at Galaxy in English, and there's movies playing at the theater in Magog in English. A little, there are such things, but they're very small. They're sparse. They're kind of sparse offerings, especially in Magog, but once in a while. I don't go there often, but if someone says, oh, here's a movie that you've been trying to see and now it's playing locally but not at the Maison de Cinema. And the other, there's a horror movie. Maybe I didn't spend a lot of attention on this one, but it is it's amongst the coming attractions in English, and it is called The Turning. And I'm pretty sure it's a remake of a very old horror story called The Turn of the Screw, which has been remade several times now. This is a new remake, and from what I can gather, it focuses on a young woman who has been hired as the nanny for a couple of fairly peculiar kids. And it's one, I'm not a huge horror movie fan, but this one might be fun to see. And it's an old story. It's been retold many times, but it's a good story. And the previews that I have seen make it look like, if you're okay with horror movies and kids eating giant spiders and stuff, then could be your cup of tea.
Okay.
So don't forget to tune in, or at least record, as I'm going to do, the Academy Awards on February, it is the 8th. I'm sorry, it's the Saturday, February 8th. And it begins, I think, at 8 o'clock and goes until forever, till it's done, which is always longer than is expected. Good movies up. 1917 is certainly up for grabs for an award. The Quentin Tarantino film is up for an award. The several films, as I mentioned last week, that are not in the movies but are on Netflix, such as The Irishman, are getting lots of what they call Oscar buzz. So if you want to check and see what has been nominated, and then as somebody else in my family does, just go ahead and make sure that they get to see all those movies, okay, which have been given major nominations, not necessarily for like best makeup, but big time nominations, then you can do that and get all set for the February 8th screening and sit there with your bowl of popcorn and have fun. Meanwhile, at the downtown, there's no problem with parking these days. Parking lot has been, maybe it's just the street the parking lot is on. But in any event, parking is not a problem anymore, which is great. And you have the wonderful system of being able to buy 8 passes to go into 8 movies or share it with, 7 of your closest friends. For $56, so it's $7 a pop, which is pretty darn good.
That is good. It hasn't gone up, I guess.
It hasn't gone up, or at least not yet. So let's keep our fingers crossed that it will continue to be reasonable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So talk to you next week.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.